New York is only the second state in the country to administer tests aligned to new learning standards called the Common Core. The results for the third through eighth graders were released yesterday, and they were bleak. The percentage of students considered proficient in reading and math was almost cut in half to just 31%. WNYC's Beth Fertig explains why education officials pushed ahead with the harder tests before most schools were ready for them.
The bad news had been expected for months. State officials had been warning the public that this year's third through eighth grade exams would be much more challenging. Still, Board of Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch, somber and dressed in black, looked as though she was at a funeral when she announced the results.
Perhaps the most disheartening piece of today is the persistence of the achievement gap.
The proficiency rates fell by 20 to 30 percentage points for everyone on the English tests, but the results were especially stark for minorities.
Only 16.1% of African American students and 17.7% of Hispanic students met or exceeded the proficiency standard.
So why did New York push ahead with the new exams before most teachers had all the training and materials? Books are only arriving now. State Education Commissioner John King said there's an urgent need to go full steam ahead.
Our international competitiveness, our international economic competitiveness, the future of our democracy depend on the college and career readiness of our students.
He also said the state and its districts spent $1.5 billion training teachers and providing schools with online materials. Yet, principals and teachers were still surprised by how difficult the tests really were. In Bayside, Principal Anthony Armstrong of Junior High 74 said students had trouble finishing essays on time on the English tests.
Also, the language, I believe, they felt was tricky. It seemed that it was attempting to see really, not if they knew the information, but if they could decipher through questions that were deliberately created to try and fool students.
The Common Core standards do emphasize more vocabulary at an earlier age and more writing. At Armstrong School, almost 60% of his students were proficient in English and about 70% in math. That was much higher than the citywide average, but those numbers represented a drop of about 20 points from the previous year. Armstrong also said he had many more students than usual scoring at the lowest level. That story was repeated throughout the city. About 36% of all students were at level one. Under the old system, that would have prevented them from moving on to the next grade. But Chief Academic Officer Shale Polakosaransky said not to panic.
So I think one way to think about this is if you got a level two or above, you're on track for high school graduation. You got a level three or above, you're on track to be college ready. And if you're in that level one category, some of those students are really, really struggling at the bottom end, and others are approaching what they need for a high school graduation to be on track.
But Mayor Michael Bloomberg's critics weren't buying it. For an administration that's made education a top priority, parent activist Zakia Ansari said kids might have done better on these exams if the city gave them a stronger foundation.
Testing has been on steroids under the Bloomberg administration and has been used as a way to punish, not to assess and support schools and educators.
Bloomberg struck a supportive tone by praising teachers and saying these scores would not be used to punish them or their schools.
When we say we're not going to use them, we're not going to judge balance, take a teacher and say your scores went down because the scores didn't go down. There's no ways of knowing whether the scores went down. They're just two totally separate things that you can't compare.
The mayor said he was confident students would rise to the challenge once they and their teachers become familiar with the new curricula arriving this month. And now that the standards require students to think more critically at every grade, Regents Chancellor Tisch said she expects there will be less test prep and more focus on instruction. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.